has arrived for asylum seekers who arrived in Australia by boat several years ago to claim protection or leave the country. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has given thousands of people who arrived by sea between late 2012 and early 2014 until today to lodge it or leave. More than 6,000 people have applied for protection since the cut-off date was announced in May. The department has indicated it will deal swiftly with those who do not apply, considering it an indication the person no longer intends to seek protection in Australia. Human rights groups have accused the Defence Department of using the cover of the AFL Grand Final to bury an announcement an Australian Super Hornet was responsible for an airstrike in Iraq that may have killed a child. Chief of Joint Operations David Johnston has confirmed Australia's involvement in that civilian casualty on June 7, as well as a separate incident on March 30, both in West Mosul. Human Rights Watch Australian Director Elaine Pearson has told Macquarie she's questioning why the information was shared on the day of the AFL Grand Final.
It's positive that the Australian Defence Force has released information about these two airstrikes resulting in civilian deaths, but clearly the timing of the announcement releasing that on a Friday night at midnight is dubious. It seems like the ADF is really trying to bury these reports.
A New South Wales man will face a Sydney court over the domestic violence-related death of a woman stabbed in the torso. 26-year-old Russell Brian Wood was charged with the murder of his estranged girlfriend, Sarah Brown, after the 30-year-old was found with a stab wound in Sydney's west about 2 yesterday morning. Miss Brown, a mother of 5, died at the scene after paramedics were called to a home on Moresby Street, Whelan. Wood is due to appear before Parramatta local court today. The killing was one of 3 domestic-related fatalities in New South Wales in less than a week. And also making news, one of Australia's most wanted fugitives, 44-year-old Marcus Scott Turner, accused of being involved in a multi-million dollar drug syndicate, has been arrested in the Philippines following a 2-year manhunt. Overseas, President Trump has launched a blistering attack against the mayor of San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico, accusing her of poor leadership following the hurricane that destroyed much of the American island. The president, who is spending the weekend at his New Jersey golf resort, says the Puerto Ricans want everything to be done for them. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Even by President Trump's standards, his latest outburst on Twitter is extraordinary, attacking a top local official in Puerto Rico who has spent the last week living in a shelter and begging the president to send more relief supplies. From his golf resort in New Jersey, the president is accusing Puerto Ricans of not doing enough to help themselves, doubling down on a claim by one of his top aides that Puerto Rico is, in fact, a good news story.
And Spanish police have sealed off schools, earmarked as polling stations, and occupied the Catalan government's communications hub in efforts to prevent a banned independence referendum. This is Air News. He's the youngest player in the NRL Grand Final, but Melbourne says Curtis Scott won't be dazzled by the bright lights of ANZ Stadium when they take on the North Queensland Cowboys tonight. Storm assistant coach Adam O'Brien says 19-year-old Scott has been consistent throughout the year.
It wouldn't matter if it's a grand final or his first game. He's just a really determined young kid. So I think Will Chambers has been excellent for him, you know, playing in a similar position.
When the heat was on in yesterday's AFL Grand Final, the youngest player on the ground stood up magnificently. 19 years old and playing his 5th AFL game, Richmond midfielder Jack Graham had a day he'd never forget, booting 3 goals as the Tigers downed Adelaide by 48 points to break a 37-year premiership drought. None was more important in the 16-12-108 to 18-12-60 victory than Graham's first major late in the second quarter. After a fiercely contested opening in which the Crows started strongest, Graham's brilliant goal put the Tigers ahead for the first time, a position they would retain for the rest of the game. And Australia and South Africa have played out a 27-all draw in the second stalemate between the sides of the current Rugby Championship campaign. Australia and South Africa drew their first meeting of the season 23-all in Perth last month. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Grand final day in Sydney will be sunny winds northwest to southwesterly 15 to 20 k's and tending east to southeasterly early in the afternoon The good news is 0% chance of any rainfall today for the NRL Grand Final. Sydney heading for a top temperature of 23 degrees. Jimmy, what about at Caringbah and Cootamundra?
Yeah, well, the temperature right now at Caringbah South is 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. And Cootamundra, of course, everyone's going to say, oh, you're just going to your old town. Well,
which you are.
Which I am. But Cootamundra Cup Day today, thanks very much. So we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to a morning frost, but a sunny day and 20 degrees is a maximum.
So, Greg, what's your best advice for the spring carnival?
Let Sky Racing steer you towards the winners.
Rads is right. Sky Racing does all the hard work for you this spring carnival with unrivaled knowledge and passionate opinions from our expert commentary team. It's the best way to pick your winners.
Get reliable, real-time information on every horse in the race.
How good is that?
Be smart this spring. Watch Sky Racing on 526 and Thoroughbred Central on 528.
The spring carnival on Sky Racing. Get close. Closer to the action,
only on Foxtel.
Mum, do you hear that beeping sound?
You left the fridge door open again.
Close. It's the sound of Bingley trucks loading new fridges and washers ready for free delivery.
And free unpacking. We take away the packaging too.
And we'll take away your old fridge or washer free.
It's a great deal.
Buy any new fridge or washer now from Bingley and you'll get free full service delivery.
You know when the beeping will stop, Lionel?
Yes, very soon. So be quick. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leaps the charge. Chloe with champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's Strike for Stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roars.
Expect unexpected at Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick with a stunning race day lineup, award-winning hospitality and entertainment. Dress to impress at Sydney Spring Carnival's most glamorous race day. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper-winning syndicators, in this impeccably bred colt by Fastnet Rock. Out of the Zabeel mare, Chi, this colt is closely related to Invader. To be trained by Team Hawks, he looks the ideal Guineas Derby type, with shares starting at just $5,998, GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience.
AFSL 33244.
October is when you give up the chocolate biscuits, the family blocks and the brownies. This is Peter Cullen from Recklink. We're asking you to go chocolate free and make a difference. Get yourself sponsored to give up the chocky and support the Recklink programs that will change the lives of disadvantaged women and girls experiencing homelessness, domestic violence, mental health issues and disability. This Choctober, give up a little, change a life. Sign up now at choctober.org.
Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas. It's Grand Final Day. Get into it, Jimmy. Fire up, Ray.
Don't worry about Jimmy and Ray. We are fired up. It's going to be an outstanding day. One of the best days of the year. Arguably the greatest. Oh, sure. You've had your
bounce out of bed,
kids' birthdays
you?
And all that sort of stuff. Whatever.
You bounce out of bed, don't you?
Grand Final Day. Even though we've got 1 hour less sleep, Raymond. We're ready to go here this morning, aren't we? Geez, you've got your Carlton top on.
I could burst on the foot. No.
37 years since the Richmond Tigers had won a competition. You live in hope for your Carlton side, don't you? Hashtag rebuilding.
Now, yeah.
Hashtag rebuilding.
You out there today, Jim?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. You know, no matter who's playing, and a lot of people say, oh, well, the two out-of-town sides, and There's always a story.
Yeah.
And in this game, there are a million stories, aren't they? Just incredible. The North Queensland Cowboys, they made it. They did it.
Despite
the fact that they were lucky to be there in many ways. Your Dragons, they could have beaten the Bulldogs.
7 minutes to go.
It's all over. And it's yet?
Amazing. But they've made the most of their opportunities, Jim, and they're there. It's now a two-horse race. What's the latest odds? They're about $4, aren't they, the Cowboys?
They've actually tightened in a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And they're into $3.75 last I looked. We'll just get a price check up on that. But, yeah, it's just going to be a massive day. There we go. There's a bit more money tumbling around. $3.60 now. You can get, for when the Melbourne Storm win, you can get $1.30 now.
I was listening to you during the week on the Big Sports Breakfast show with Slats, and you said something which I resonate with any person who's played sport, I think, and that was that you admitted that you weren't good enough for representative football.
I don't think it was a stark admission.
But at least, hey, mate, you played first grade. How many, 150 games or something? So
Something like that.
But you did say the one thing you wish you could have done was play in a grand final. And when this weekend comes around, you're a little bit jealous of the players who run on to the ANZ Stadium this afternoon, and quite rightly so.
It's the only time of any given year that you get jealous, because you see guys who just to live out their dreams and dreams that just stay with them a lifetime. Like, I've got so many great memories of the time that I played in footy and basically did it without much team or individual success throughout the course of that time.
Fair enough,
that
you played at a high level.
So, but I still have great memories. To have won a grand final, to have played in a grand final, just incredible.
Does the third grade Hawkesbury Cricket Premiership count?
Absolutely they do, because you've got to make them count.
In the 48-hour bender afterwards, there were some marriages lost that week. I was very much a single bloke.
Friendships made and marriages lost. But we've got a Premiership winner on this program.
Yeah.
Peter Peters.
We have too, yeah. Peter,
we have him on every Sunday. He won a grand final in 1973.
Yeah.
So, just incredible. Speaking of winning grand finals, I reckon Pat Webster won one yesterday. Mm. I can't believe that in all those years involved in racing, 40 years he's held a trainer's license, that's his first Group 1.
Yeah. To be fair, he did win a couple of major races that were Group 2 that are now Group 1. He won He won two TJ Smiths.
Right.
And a Canterbury Stakes. And there now...
They weren't Group 1s at the time.
Yeah. So one of the more popular big race winners in Remick for many, many years, Pat Webb. So it was great to see.
Been a tough year for the family point of view.
I spoke to Pat's brother-in-law, Jim Lee, yesterday morning on the way to the races. And of course, Jim lost his daughter very tragically just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And he's still doing it tough, as is Pat and all the family. And he just said, mate, I hope this horse wins for Pat. And it was really good to see.
It was awesome, wasn't it? So Pat Webster will be on the program. James Cummings, he's got a very good horse in Alizee.
First Group 1 for James too, yesterday.
For the Dolphin, that's right. So a couple of firsts there. We'll have our scratchings with Tanya and then some tips for Cootamundra today, the Cootamundra Cup Day.
Did you go a few times in your heyday, Jim?
Absolutely. So looking forward to that. I mentioned the grand final winner, Peter Peters, who'll be on just after 8 o'clock. Phil Moss with his thoughts on the football. Damien Flowers on. He's a slot holder for the Everest. There's not many left. What is there? Two left still?
Two left, yeah.
Do we get an understanding of what's going on? Just on the Everest, I backed Chautauqua yesterday. And probably I was a little disappointed in the run. The sectionals were very good. I read that today from you, Ray. But one of the horses that we have been speaking about is She Will Reign. Mm. And often Gary Portelli will be talking to you or texting you and giving us an update. And how I didn't back her, I don't know. But the performance on Friday
was
night.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
She's now been installed a $4.60 favourite in the Everest, and Chautauqua is now out to $6.
I think we've said a couple of times in recent weeks, Jim, that with these firm tracks in Sydney, they're running such fast time up front.
Yeah.
And they're not stopping these good sprinters, like the Red Zells. We saw in a time yesterday battle it on.
Yeah.
It's so hard to make up ground. Chautauqua was a couple lengths last coming to the straight. So
he's
running world record times to win. He can't do it. But you never know. The Everest is going to be absolutely game on pace from the start.
Well, I was going to say, I think it was you in the article. Someone made the point in the article that, you know, $10 million up for grabs, they're going to be going probably strongly from the outset, and that might work in Chautauqua's favour. And then after that, we're going deep inside camps of both the Melbourne Storm with Jason Riles, an assistant coach, and David Fairley, assistant coach at the North Queensland Cowboys. So we'll be able to do all of that. We'll get the very latest from Dean Ritchie, a sports update from Tanya Scotty. Foster will be along as well, Trent Lanscar. We've got the Z&Z quiz score update.
I think, is it 19-all? Or no, 2019 James Smith, is it right?
Oh, hang on, I've got to go back. Doing a bit of work during the week.
I was going to ask you a question. Like you mentioned earlier, score check is?
19-18.
You're in front?
Yes.
Okay.
You're kidding, aren't you?
And producer Jeremy just stood up and said asterisk.
He did not. Producer Jeremy, you're encouraging him.
You mentioned earlier about each and every year the grand final produces great stories. And as you said, look, it doesn't matter there's not a Sydney team in it. It's going to be great viewing.
Sorry, just on that. You can't expect to have a national competition and then expect a Sydney side to finish in the top two every year.
Mate, I guarantee every person who loves their footy, loves their sport, will be watching tonight. So,
no doubt.
The Cowboys' fairy tale run, coming up against one of the more dominant teams we've seen in recent years, is there any chance they can win?
There is a chance. There's a chance. Because, as you say, two-horse race, and what we've seen the North Queensland Cowboys do, and it culminated in that performance against the Roosters last week, and that is control the ball. Sounds really easy. They control the ball. They had 58% possession against the Roosters. If they do that to the Melbourne Storm, they can win.
The thing, too, I think, too, if they can hang in there. They hung in there against the Sharks. They hung in there against the Eels.
They did.
They hung in there against the Roosters to the point where the hot favourites started to think, well, hang on, we should have put this team away by now. What is going on? Mistakes started to come into their game. It said the Cowboys kept their mistakes to a minimum, kept to their game plan, hung in there, got on top. As long as they can stay with the Storm, the longer they're in that ball game today.
Storm's best period of the games are the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes. So that's the challenge. If the Storm get away from them early, then it's all over. Even if the Storm don't get away from them early, that final 20-minute burst is going to be crucial in deciding this game. I just think the Storm, who've been the best side all year, who finished 7 wins ahead of the Cowboys in the regular season, who finished really 3 wins and a much better for and against ahead of any other side in the competition, not only will win this grand final, but deserve to win the grand final.
In a sense, too, it's just Cooper Cronk's 7th. It's Cameron Smith's 6th.
Yes.
Billy Slater's 6th grand final.
Yes.
They've been a dominant team for the best part of that decade. They really have one premiership to show for it, haven't they?
You're quite right. Mm. For all that success at club level, they have 3 premiership rings,
but only one
premiership. Mm.
So in a sense, it'd be good for the big three, so to speak, to cap this golden era with another premiership. But you don't hand them out, Jim. You've got to earn them, and the Cowboys will make them earn it today.
I think about last year, that game against Cronulla, and I think about who wasn't there for the Melbourne Storm. And the thing that they wanted to do, they always talk about, is scoring points, scoring 22 points. If you can score 22 points, they'll defend 22 points.
Is that the magical number? Is
3 tries. If you can score 3 tries, you can defend 3 tries. Well, the Melbourne Storm would be confident they can defend 3 tries. They got 2 tries last year against the Sharks. But missing that day was $1 million fullback.
Billy Slater.
Who you would think would score one or give you a try assist somewhere.
Or be involved somewhere, yep.
Nelson Asifa-Solomona. Blake Green goes out. Cameron Munster goes into 5-8, so I think that's an improvement there. And you could argue very strongly that Felice Kaufusi is a stronger option on the right-hand side than Kevin Proctor. Josh Adokar and Marika Korobeti probably level themselves out, but they are a much stronger side than last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And are the Cowboys better than the Sharks were last year? But again, it all comes to performance on the day, and that we won't know until 7:15 tonight.
And the one thing the Cowboys have got are extraordinary self-belief.
Yeah.
They believe they deserve to be there. They believe they can compete. They believe they can win.
Well, what they also have is a guy who's just matured before our very eyes in Michael Morgan and who is playing the best football of his career, undoubtedly, and a real leader. And then they have a guy who's the best middle forward I think I've ever
seen. Jason Tumler, is that right?
Ever seen.
Jason Tumler, hello. Best you've ever seen.
It's a pretty simple job, isn't it, to do what he's do. Maybe Lazarus. You know, and Lazarus' longevity and success, you know, winning grand finals at 3 different places. But for him to do, like, what you've got to do is get the ball and
make
take
meters.
It that way.
And what's his average per game this season? 190 metres or something?
Oh,
something
yeah,
ridiculous?
I thought it might have been over 200.
Something ridiculous. Yeah. It's just extraordinary.
And every team targeting. They might not say it publicly. We haven't heard it publicly from the Storm, but you can bet he featured heavily on their tip sheet this week. Every team targets him.
Mm.
Saying it and doing it, two separate things with Jason
Trying to stop him is, and actually stopping him, two separate things.
Absolutely. 1353-53, the open line number. You can get us on the SMS as well, 0419-767-272. And just on that, we've got Dave from Wattlegrove, who's a big fan of the quiz, I know, but also said, boys, I follow both NRL and AFL. Gee, the NRL have a tough act to follow, not just the Tigers fairy tale, but the Killers absolutely nailed the entertainment. Outstanding. Well, good on you, Dave. Macklemore, I tell you what, they've got some yardage out of
it. Was that Jack Riewoldt I saw up on stage singing with the...
Tell you what, Mr. Brightside, he did a very good, job, Jack, didn't he?
Yeah, how good was he?
Knew every lyric.
He did.
Yeah.
Bopped away.
And Brandon Flowers was really appreciating the fact that Jack Riewoldt, he would have thought, never seen this bloke play a game in my life. I don't know whether the Killers sat down for all four quarters of the AFL Grand Final.
He goes all right on stage.
But
that was a fairy tale, wasn't it? Richmond and supporters have waited a long time for that, 37 very painful years at times. And if you hang in there long enough, and that's the Cowboys today, if they hang in there long enough, they're in this contest.
That's exactly right. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. It's 21 minutes past six, and after the break, we'll come back. We'll release our talk topic for the day as well. Your chance to win grand final tickets. That's right, this morning, grand final tickets. You have to be able to go out there at ANZ Stadium, but a couple of tickets courtesy of tab.com.au up for grabs.
So you meet a mate for a drink, and then you have a few more, but you drive anyway. And you guess where the RBT might be and sneak home a different way, but you still get pulled over and blow over the limit. You go to court, lose your license, pay a big fine, lose your job. That's plan A. Plan A sucks. Or you could plan ahead and get a lift if you know you're drinking. That's plan B. If you're drinking, don't drive. Have a plan B. A message from the New South Wales Government.
What are we needing? Canadian two-year-old colt of the year. Freakishly fast at two. Wickedly faster at three. World record holder at four. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Gallo's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all Australian owned and family operated business, Gallo's pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Gallo's Junior Pie 12 packs. Just perfect for the kids, Mum. Gallo's pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Gallo's by name. At Gallo's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
But away she goes now, Winks, in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She's put two lengths on Hartnell. The next is very Sense of Occasion. She's racing royalty this mare. There's 17 in a row. The grandstand shaking. She wins it by about 4.5 to Hartnell.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Just before we get to the race replay, just out of interest, how many race replays you got for us this morning? And I ask this with some sort of trepidation too.
I've got six. How many?
How many? You're not prepared, right? You think if you just roll them all into one, I won't even count.
We'll storm from.
Okay,
I promise
all right.
You.
How many?
Six.
There you go.
Big
every
week in racing.
Every week in the production meeting. Oh, we'll have four, okay? We'll have four. Even producer Jeremy, who is your greatest supporter.
Hang on a sec. You have a production meeting? Am I actually
We'll invite you next
great
time.
Point, Ray.
Yeah, we need to invite Ray to our production meeting. Just a little note there, producer Jeremy. We'll invite Ray to the production meetings.
We actually have one of those.
No. Talk topic for today. On the chance that Cooper Cronk might go out a winner, might go out a Clive Churchill medalist, farewelling greats. Any code, farewelling greats. You got one, Raymond?
I have, but does DB Rugby League?
No, let's cast the net. We're a broad church here on a Sunday morning.
There's some obvious ones for Rugby League and Grand Finals, but I'll let the listeners perhaps.
Yeah.
One that resonated with me. Lily Chapel and Marsh. SCG, was it 82, 83 summer against Pakistan?
Yeah, Pakistan.
Chapel got 180 last innings. I think Lily took 4 wickets in each innings.
Sure, Marsh chipped in with something, did he?
Would have had a few catches.
Sure. Caught Marsh by Lily.
Yours, Jim?
Oh, well, I was lucky enough during the week to speak to two very, very great men of rugby league at a function.
Mm-hmm.
Bob the Bear O'Reilly.
Shook his hand once. Hands like buckets.
Yeah, Bob the Bear O'Reilly and Michael Cronin.
Great Crow. Yeah.
So, 1986.
Hard to beat Cronin Price.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is the farewell to end all farewells, isn't it?
It was fantastic. For Penrith fans, Royce Simmons, 91.
There you
two
go.
Tries was unbelievable.
Can't
last game.
All, Ray.
Hmm?
But our listeners are our best resource.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what we've got, we're going to do it. We're going to make sure that we'll get the best caller or SMS. And we've got two tickets to the grand final,
wow,
courtesy of tab.com.au. But you need to be able to go.
Correct, obviously.
You need to be able to go. So let's make sure that is the case. Jump in, Roman.
Race replays go straight into them. Big day at Randwick yesterday, Epsom Day. The first of the features was the Hill Stakes. Tough win this by Classic Uniform for Gary Moore.
Walker gives Classic Uniform more rein coming up to the turn. Got McIntosh off the bridle now in second. Marrera really starting to dig up the favourite. Two further back to Wembley, then Perfect Rhyme and Morris going into fifth. Into the straight now. Classic Uniform's had a soft lead. McIntosh under the stick is trying to bridge the gap. Classic Uniform a length clear. McIntosh wants to lay in. Wembley gets his shot of the title now. Wembley going after Classic Uniform. Classic Uniform a half in front. A neck in front to Wembley. He's still in front. Classic Uniform. Walker won't let him stop. Great ride, and it leads all the way. Classic Uniform. What a neck to Wembley. Third, maybe McIntosh.
He defied the instructions from the trainer, did Michael Walker. So there you go. A good win there for Classic Uniform for Gary Moore and
good
Jockey
to see
Walker.
Gary have a big win. This was a huge win. Elise Flight Stakes, the first Group 1 for James Cummings since he took over at Godolphin.
Now Stella Girl gets cracking, followed by one more Honey to the outside. And now Champagne Cuddles is starting to work through the field. She's just going to need a bit of room. They come up the rise and Sweet Deal moves up to Lover Lover. Stella Girl is sprinting quickly, so Champagne Cuddles and Smooth Landing up the fence. Elise gets the run as well. The two favourites, Elise went straight past Champagne Cuddles. Then Stella Girl and one more Honey. Hasn't she got a motor, Elise? That was electrifying. Elise wins it comfortably in the Flight Stakes from Champagne Cuddle. Stella Girl third, just in front of one.
Catchy is the favourite for the 1,000 guineas at $3.60, but Elise is there well and truly in the market after that really impressive win, $4.60. Malcolm Johnson used to say, I ask silly questions, and he was right. But I want to ask this of James Cumming. I've heard Elise described differently as one of the best strides you'll see, and then awkward filly.
Probably
can they be both?
I guess, because she's so big and powerful.
Right.
She's probably still growing,
right,
but
okay,
when she gets into that full stride, it is fluent and powerful. In her time, gee, she was tough holding off English in the Premier Stakes yesterday. Has she done enough to earn ever a start?
Two further back to English, and Abdullah really starting to get stuck into Chautauqua. He's shown at the stick at the top of the straight. Into the straight now, and Baller Muscle up the rise in front. In her time, slotting off the inside from takedown. Nieta's running on well. Chautauqua can't win today. In her time, takes the lead from Baller Muscle. Here's English. She's cutting loose on the outside. In her time in front, English is charging at her. In her time, clings on. In her time. Well, in her time, she's off to the Everest now. Just held on to beat English.
Well, let's hope that is the case. It'd be very disappointing for all concerned if she is not. $15 chance in the Everest. And English, who she beat, is an $11 chance. But I read your article with Ronnie Duffercy yesterday about you were not as disparaging of English's first run as a lot of other people.
And she's come out and run a blinder.
And she's run very well there. Chautauqua eased from $5 to $6. But after Friday night, she will reign. $4.60 favourite for the Everest.
Wow. Well, Ben Smith's done a great job with In Her Time. I hope he gets a run in the Everest. Pat Webster has done a fantastic job with Happy Clapper. This was their opportunity for a Group 1. They seized it.
Is riding for luck on Tom Melbourne and Bowman as well on Fox Play as they turn. Red excitement in front. Happy Clapper's had a great run all the way, giving chase. Then coming through down the outside, Snitson up the fence. Further back to Sound Proposition, Tom Melbourne slicing through. Shin makes the move on Happy Clapper at the furlong. Happy Clapper takes the lead in the Epsom. Tom Melbourne's darting up the inside. Happy Clapper a length in front. Tom's running on well, but Happy Clapper hanging on in the Epsom. Happy Clapper, he wins
Menzies, Group 1 today. Happy Clubber beats Tom Melbourne. Photo for third, Snitson and Fox.
Good run from Tom Melbourne too.
Yeah, good ride, G-Boss. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Clapper though. Geez, what I think Duff described it as a jog trot.
Did he?
Yeah, but perfectly. Race just went perfectly to plan. So
lovely ride. Happy
Clapper.
Right spot.
Yeah, good ride. Happy Clapper is there in the market, $17, along with a host of others, Bonneville, Hartnell and Royal Symphony.
Just
and Humidor is $13. This is for the Cox Plate. $1.40 is that horse Winks.
Say, Happy Clapper's on the third line. It's $17 for a Cox Plate.
I know.
Winks is $1.40. Wow. Team Williams, Lloyd Williams in particular. Geez, they can find a stay. A Foundry, a Son of Galileo, just too strong in the Metropolitan.
Favourite still last, Lifeless Ordinary. 400 out broadside in front of Chicante. Then came Foundry. Libram working into the clear. And then came Who Shot the Barman? Big Duke up the fence. Broadside being challenged by Chicante. Foundry's trying hard. Big Duke's getting a split near the rails. Foundry takes the lead. Foundry hits the lead in the Metropolitan. From Big Duke, they beat off Chicante. But Foundry in front, and Foundry for Michael D takes out the Metropolitan. A half length to Big Duke. Chicante third.
Just looking at some of the SMS that have come in.
Very funny.
So, our man and $6 favourite for the Melbourne Cup, Humidor at $13. And then if you want to get down to Foundry, $26. Mm. $26 for Lloyd Williams at Foundry.
You always think about Lloyd when it comes to Cup time. Gee, Foundry, big improver. Our man and still the horse to beat in the Cup. You mentioned her Friday night. It was an awesome win by She Will Reign. How did she do it?
She Will Reign will need to pull out a brilliant performance coming the deepest on the bend. Joe dropped them. Scheidel's got two in front. Rock Magic's running on. Rock Magic after Scheidel. Rock Magic drawing up. Scheidel in front. No run Fardiner. She Will Reign. She Will Reign. Flying through Vidora. Vidora from nowhere. And She Will Reign in a great finish to the Moya. Third is between Shai Del Voodoo.
Great finish from She Will Reign. Confirmed her as a star. We've been hearing from Gary Portelli about just what a star she is. Well, confirmed. $4.60. Chautauqua, $6. Vega Magic, $6.50. Red Kirk Warrior. Look at that. Hayes Dabernick, 3 and 4 there. So
could have another runner too.
Well, who knows?
Possibly Tulip. So.
Oh, there you go.
Did my stats during the week, Jim. I won't hold you up, but I was looking back through Golden Slipper winners who've returned and won first up as a three-year-old at Group 1 level.
Yes.
I was thinking, has it been done before? Went right back through to 57. I thought maybe Vane might have done it, or Manicato. One horse has done it. That was Tonton. He won the 73 Golden Slipper. He didn't resume until the autumn of 74 and won an Oakley Plate. So She Will Reign has created a piece of history here, going first up in the Moya.
There you go. Great work. Now, just on this, we were Master Monkey has said, Mrs. Monkey reckons this time of year highlights how I love football more than her. I said, give me a break. Haven't we been happily married for 46 seasons? That's not bad. And just on that, the talk topic today, farewelling greats. Hugh Hefner, what an innings. How many times did he score? What a career. Refused to retire. If they had a Dally M for horizontal folk dancing, he would win it every year. P.S. I can go to the grand final.
Master Monkey's in the game. A couple of people mentioned Hugh Hefner.
Hugh's got a couple of mentions there. 13:53:53, the open line number. And yes, Michelle, I will check the clock. It's now 7:33 on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Favourite grand final?
Have to be 2000. Broncos versus Roosters. Two words. Gordon Tallis.
The raging bull. A rooster can't beat a bull, mate.
Impossible.
Who'll be a legend in this year's NRL finals? It could be you with Tab's great offers and markets. Available on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leads the charge. Clavel Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the Terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roars.
Unexpected at Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick, with a stunning race day lineup, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, dressed to impress at Sydney Spring Carnival's most glamorous race day. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
When you need new equipment to get your business going or growing, turn to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists. If you need a truck for your transport business, we'll help you get going. or if you're in the business of digging or moving dirt, we'll help you get growing. Because we look at your future potential, not your past. So if you're ready to get your business going or growing, talk to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists, at gogetter.com.au.
And welcome back to the show. Well, we mentioned... Sorry, Jim.
Just before we get back to the show. Join Sky Racing tonight for exclusive coverage.
What were you doing? You were sitting there doing nothing. I thought we'd better go back into this.
Hey, that's what I do for 3 hours here on a Sunday morning, Ray. Oh, you've just woken up to that. Europe's most prestigious race meeting, the world famous Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, well said.
The meeting from Chanty in France. Every race on the card is a Group 1 with race 4, the Arc, carrying €5 million prize money. Join Sky Thoroughbred Central, Foxtel Channel 5 to 8 from 10 p.m. So watch the footy, enjoy the celebrations afterwards.
Watch the Arc.
Watch the Arc.
Order of St. George, Enable, etc.
Okay, who's your tip?
You got Enable.
Enable.
Star.
Okay, there you go. Exclusive coverage, including a special race day preview. Make the Arc an event to remember by joining us tonight across the Sky Racing Network.
Time of Reckoning, the grand final on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
Andrew Voss.
It is Andrew Voss. He was in doing the Sports Year Diary on the Friday too. We had a chat to him about the grand final. He was plugging his book, Stuff You May Have Missed Again.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
Best book he's read all year, wasn't it?
Reminds me of that thing that Doug Mulray once said.
Mm.
Doug Mulray said that Rex Mossett rang him up and said, Mulray, I've just finished my first book. Meaning that he'd written a book. And Mara said, I immediately encouraged him to start reading his second.
I can imagine Rex saying that. Hey, look, a very popular winner yesterday was Pat Webster and Happy Clapper in the Epsom. And, look, I think everyone thought the horse thoroughly deserved the win. Great ride from Blake Shin. And Pat Webster's been good enough to join us this morning. Pat, good morning. Congratulations. And, well, you've woken up on grand final morning, a Group 1 winning trainer.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Ray. It was a good result and enjoyed by all. He's got a lot of fans at Clapper and well deserved by the staff.
Yeah.
All two of them. And one of them's casual.
Very good.
You're doing something right then, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, very popular win for the horse because it's a popular horse. Popular trainer too, I reckon, Pat. Difference of being a favourite during the week, where the pressure came on. Did you feel that at different stages?
I did because, look, we was a little bit silly the start before because we actually thought that she was a chance to stretch wings, and which she did, and... But then to back up after running second to her because she just gutters the horses that run against her. So, and then to having favourite, there was a lot of pressure. Like he's 15-1 against her, and it's not very often you have to produce a $2.70 or a $2.80 chance in an Epsom. I'm flat out doing it at Kembla. I'm nervous at Kembla. So you imagine how we were this week. But as it turned out, the Lord was on our side.
Mm. It worked out perfectly, didn't it, Pat? With the scratchings, he came out of gate two. He jumped pretty well. Blake got him into a right spot on the fence with cover. The race just panned out perfectly from there.
Well, it's funny, Ray, because my daughter read your column where you said no horse has won out of four for the last 40 years. Mm. And she's gone, Dad, who is this bloke? What she said he shouldn't be writing it. That'll make you nervous. Just pretend. She said there'll be a scratching anyway. You come in a couple anyway. Lo and behold, he come in the two. But and when he runs second in the Doncaster to the Godolphin horse,
it's somewhat
two,
yeah,
two. So
yeah.
it was good. Yes.
Yeah, you're not the first person. She's not the first person to say who is this bloke.
Ray Thomas. Every Sunday morning, back when I walk in.
Hey, were you a little bit, speaking of history, you being against you too, and you would have read that in another Ray Thomas article during the week, were you worried about the 57 kilos?
I was worried because from a trainer's viewpoint, you're always trying to get into these races, you know, with just enough to qualify you.
Mm.
And like when Clapper won the Billies, we won a race to get into it, and you try and get in for as light as weight as you can, because you always worry about the horses around the, with the 51 and, you know, around the 53 mark when you've got 57. So, yeah. Yeah, but it was as much that at the, leading in up the last week as he really gutted himself out running against Winks. Like, oh, I think that if that would have been his second run-up yesterday, you would have seen it. Oh, no, I don't think. You would have seen a much better horse than what you've seen yesterday.
It's interesting you say that, Pat, because I was talking to you last night, and you felt that as good as he was yesterday, he wasn't as good as he was against Winks and the George Main.
Mm.
No, I can guarantee you that. It was. And it's, look, you know, and if I had to set a program for him again, and there was no Winks, that would be his run, the George Main, or you go into the Epsom second up. I think his Epsom days are over now with the handicapper, so we've got to sort of look around and wait for age races now.
Okay, so what is on the horizon there for Happy Clapper?
Nothing really. Look, you know, he gives you his best for free runs. I always think the fourth one's, you know, you go to the well once too much with him. Like, he won first up, he runs second in Winks, and a Group 1 second up, he won in Epsom. Look, if I had my way, he'd be out in the paddock through the week and doing something like that. But I haven't, you know, you can't send him out on a winning note when they won an episode. So we'll just wait and see see how he does in the next week, 10 days.
Is the Cox Plate any chance at all, Pat?
It is, but, you know, if he did run in it, he wouldn't have a run before it.
Yeah.
He'd probably have a fortnight nice and easy and a trial and then go down there, because he's a fresh horse. So it's not as if he needs drilling on the track, and it's not as if he needs to run every fortnight to keep fit, which he shows by running second to her in the mile second start after a spell. So if that is the case, but... I'm always got a query with him at 2000, and he did run third in a Queen Elizabeth and was held up a bit. Probably should have run second to her. So, you know, that's sort of, yeah, wait and see.
Mm. Wait and see. Absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Pat.
Cheers.
On a brilliant day yesterday for the whole team. Or the one and a half of you.
Yeah, one and a half. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Webster there, popular winner. Happy Clapper, popular winner. Mm. And won very comfortably. So congratulations to all involved. As we mentioned, it's been very much a roller coaster of a year for Pat. And great to see him have success on the racetrack. 1353-53 is the open line number. Let's get to callers now. I just wanted to have their say. Hello, Ron.
Hey, morning, Ray. Jimmy.
Morning, Ron.
In 1979, I was lucky enough to see my first game of AFL, and it was Carlton versus Collingwood in the grand final.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
The great Alex Jesolenko was still playing, I think.
Well, that was his last game.
That was his last game, yeah.
Yeah, and he went out a winner. We were behind at half-time, Ray, and, we put in our famous third quarter charge, and we won.
The premiership quarter, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a wonderful... My first game I ever saw. I was working with News, actually, right?
Okay.
And I scored some tickets for the whole lot of us. We all flew down.
Was that the Wayne Harms goal that year? Was that another grand final?
I can't know.
Was that when he slid off the ground?
Anyway, it was just a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Gee, it's a long time ago now since the Blue Boys won a grand final.
Good
95.
On you, Ron. That was the time when Collingwood would make the grand final but could never win it.
Yeah, and Carlton could actually have a decent team.
Could have a bit of a go. 1353-53. Hello, Dougie.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Doug.
Not bad. The daylight's open.
All set for the grand final, Doug?
Yes, mate. And Josh Adokar, he's a good player. He should be playing for Australia.
You know what, Doug? I don't think it's outrageous to suggest that Josh Adokar could be in the Kangaroo squad.
There's not too many better finishes, I tell you what.
No.
Maybe in the Origin match he should be.
Well, maybe that's the progression that he takes, but I tell you what, there's a lot of people who play for Australia that have, before they play Origin,
Yeah, and Cooper Cronk's last game. I don't know if he's going to play in Sydney or not. Just up in the air for a while. See what happens.
Yeah, at this point, I would be surprised if he played next year. How do you fit him in? Like, there's nowhere on the salary cap to fit him in.
Exactly, yeah.
Could Penrith pick him up if Moylan goes?
Yes.
Yeah, if Moylan goes
for 1 year, because there's a lot of young guys there they'll want to contract as well, but they could, you could do them at, you know, longer deals that could, you know, spread the money over the course of 3 or 4 years.
Is that?
I love your show, mate.
Good on you, Doug. Who's your tip for the grand final?
You got a tip, Dougie? Yeah.
Cowboys by 10, mate.
Good on you, Doug.
Cowboys by 10. Wow.
I'm going with my heart, not my head, too. Jimmy, is the Moylan situation changed? I was reading Andrew Webster's column on Friday and I heard him talk to you guys on Friday on the show, and I think there's some movement at the station there. He's relinquished the captaincy and making the noises he wants to stay now.
Well, if you'd have stuck around for another hour, you would have heard Phil Gould, who dismissed it. You know,
really?
Yeah, Matt Moylan, you know, people write these articles, and there was an article right next door to Andrew Webster's article that suggested these are the things they'd have to pay a transfer fee if they were to get him. From what I understand, he's deeply unhappy with some of the things that were made public over the course of the last few months, and whether they can sort that out and he stays there. I would like to see him stay there because
he's a favourite son.
He's a local. He's such a great player. But we'll have to watch this space very closely.
Mm. Just reading the Sunday Telegraph this morning, my good friend David Riccio has hinted, or actually not hinted, he has said that Billy Slater will play on next year.
Well, that's new.
Mm.
That's new. We suspect as much. Frank Panisi, the Melbourne Storm football manager, was on the show on Friday. He basically said, look, he's got 29 origins. He finishes on 299 games. The way he's played this year, you think he's going to go around again.
He's got another year in him, hasn't he, at least?
They've got the cap space ready for him there. Who knows?
And there's an origin at the MCG next year, which is very attractive
for him. Good point. So, yeah, all good points. We'll have to wait and see. 1353 53, the open line number. It is now 14 minutes to 8.
Yes,
on the Big Sport Breakfast weekend. It's tricky, that clock.
Mum, I'm not going to be at work as much the next few weeks. The footy finals are on.
Yes, what a coincidence.
Mum, I think I've got a fever.
So has Bing Lee. I'm calling September footy fever.
What a coincidence. What are the symptoms?
Great excitement, great deals.
Wait till the people see the huge price reductions on TVs right now at Bing Lee.
Yes.
And they see what the footy looks like on the latest huge 4K screens.
Yes. Come and see our TV experts at Bing Lee. You might see Lionel too.
Sure, Mum. At Bing Lee, we're the home of TV.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Hoobie Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Hoobie Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Hoobie Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
There are a couple in front of Moa, who's starting to close in strongly. Mighty Lucky, the inside goes well. Then Duke of Valentinwa on supply and demand. Fabrizio's trying to come back on Royal Tudor, but Duke of Valentinwa's letting down. God's in him up the fence, but Duke of Valentinwa's drawn clear in the cup from God's in him. Then Pajaro rattling home, but Duke of Valentinwa's got them beaten. Duke of Valentinwa won the cup.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. It's grand final day. Jimmy's pumped. I'm pumped. Love to hear your thoughts on the big one later on this afternoon on 1353-53. And producer Jeremy's cracking the whip, isn't he?
Oh, isn't he?
Hey?
Yeah.
I tell you one
I'm
man.
Not sure he got his 6 hours sleep last night.
Anyway, I tell you one man who didn't even need to use the whip yesterday was Glenn Schofield on Elise. Gee, it was a dominant win, and it was a significant moment for this trainer as well, James Cummings, his first Group 1 since taking over at Godolphin. And James has got a busy day today because there's Group 1 racing at Caulfield as well, Jim, but he's been good enough to join us. James, good morning and congratulations. And, well, up until yesterday, we hadn't really seen a dominant filly this spring. Well, we saw one yesterday in Elise, James.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, she was certainly on her game yesterday, Elise. She really walked in the end, and it was a combination of a really, really solid preparation for the grand final, and she had improved with each run, but importantly, she was just bursting and ready to go on the day.
And she sounds, James, like one of those tricky fillies that is a little bit hard to handle. Is that right?
Well, when I sort of reading through all the horses back in June and July, and I had a bunch of these sort of up and coming promising 3-year olds that had run well in black type races or might have trialled well as 2-year olds. She certainly profiles a little bit like that,
mm-hmm.
and she came with plenty of warnings about being a bit of a jack in the box. So when we raced her at Warwick Farm first up, off only one trial, she was able to win, but she was able to also have a really positive experience at Warwick Farm that afternoon.
Mm.
And I remember walking off the track with Jason Walsh, racing manager, that for her, it really couldn't have gone any more to script than it did that afternoon. And from the very beginning of her preparation onwards, everything's just gotten that bit better with the filly.
Mm.
And to the point where, in the end, after going through the training that she needed to be really screwed down for a grand final, she just was able to be treated more and more like a normal horse.
Mm. Is it true too, James, that as you do in any walk of life, you learn along the way, and with this filly in particular, you learn that there's no point scrubbing her out of the gates and getting up on speed. Let her find her feet. Let Glenn Schofield get her into a rhythm because she's got this tremendous finishing sprint.
Absolutely. And we rode her to win those races in the Silver Shadow and the Furious in small fields against Formality, who was one wonderful front-running filly. But there's no doubt in my mind that she really appreciates the way she was ridden at this stage of it, at this stage of her career, the way she was ridden her past two starts. And when she can descend on them with that sort of turn of foot, they just can't beat her.
Mm.
Now, we're presuming you're pushing on to the 1,000 guineas. Is that the plan now, James?
Well, not necessarily. It's certainly on the table, and we're leaving our options open. But we just want to well and truly get through this weekend before we lock in any decision.
Mm. Okay, so what else would be potential for her?
The paddock.
Mm. Okay, right.
Mm. Well, she's done a great job already and gave Sepoy his first Group 1 as a stallion. James, I'm tipping you won't get a chance to watch the grand final because if you're not in Melbourne already, you've got to get to Caulfield at some stage. You've got Hartnell in the Underwood Stakes today and it's somewhat in the Sir Rupert Clark.
Yeah. It's an exciting day down in Melbourne today. It's a great weekend of sport, really. Mm. If you can't get excited about sport this weekend, then nothing will please you.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to saddle him up again. He's third up. He's going to be rock hard fit for the 1800 today. And, Karen McAvoy got to be ready to deliver his second Group 1 Melbourne for the weekend.
Mm.
Mm. We can look forward to that as well, James. Have you got a tip for us today for the footy?
I liked what I read about Cooper Cronk during the week. He's an interesting guy, and I think they're the one.
Yeah, he is. He's fascinating.
He's
great.
Yeah,
actually,
he's
very focused on his preparation, and he's extremely disciplined. He's probably the most disciplined NRL player in the whole league. So I will be I'll be hoping to see them pull it off.
Yeah, and we didn't ask you about Ataraxia either. So distance, no problem for the Derby horse potentially.
Yeah, well, okay. So he's into his second preparation. He's had a bit of racing to be wisened up now, but he's still improving and learning his craft. I love the fact that he was able to absorb the tough run against the older horses 10 days ago at Warwick Farm, where he was wide throughout from a wide barrier. faced the breeze and unlucky not to finish much closer than the 2.8 lengths he got cheated by.
Mm-hmm.
And surged past those three-year-olds with a good run, with a good run up from an inside barrier yesterday, and be very strong late. So, look, he's got to, like all of those three-year-olds on the way up, he's got to prove he can get out to the journey. And being by Teofilo, who's the same sire as Happy Clapper,
yeah,
there's a bit of a feeling up and down whether or not he'll enjoy the distance. But I think as a spring three-year-old, particularly being a half-brother to Complacent, who was second in the Victoria Derby, I think that he can sort of naturally keep making that progression. And if he keeps improving and enjoys a step out in distance, then he can be a chance in races like the Norman Robinson on the way to that sort of a grand final.
Yeah, right.
Well, the stable is doing nothing but improving, Jane. It's been a fantastic start of the season for you and all the team. And congratulations for that first Group 1 yesterday, and good luck this afternoon with Hartnell and It's Somewhat.
Thanks, guys. No, it'll give the whole team a big kick along to get a result like that. And it's always a pleasure. You know, it's a pleasure to be able to train Shake Mama's horses of that calibre. She's an exciting filly, Elise. And I know we'll enjoy the Group 1 win for this weekend. But, you know, I really hope that there's more to come from her.
I'm sure there is.
Absolutely. Good on you, James. Well done.
Thanks so much, James.
James Cummings there, the lead trainer with Godolphin. 1353-53, the open line number. Let's get to callers now. Anthony is on the line. Hello, Anthony.
Good. Just quickly before the grand final, Stumpy Stevens, Bob O'Reilly, 982. They were two great to retire.
Kevin Stumpy Stevens, yeah.
I think O'Reilly didn't play in that grand final, though, did he? I think he had a bad ankle injury.
No, he started him, and Stumpy was in the second row. Who was the?
Are you talking 81 or 82?
Oh, 81. Sorry, the first one.
Stumpy, yeah.
81. That's right. 81. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah. Yeah, Bob O'Reilly and Ronnie Hilch. Ray, very quickly, we should spare a thought for Joshy Adams too.
Yeah, look, I don't know if he would have ridden the horse in the Epsom, Anthony, to be fair, but he did ride him brilliantly in the Tramway Stakes first up, and Josh is about 2 weeks away from coming back, Jim, which will be great to see. I know he's in a really good spot, space at the moment, and
yeah.
Webster talks to him regularly, and looking forward to Josh getting back in the saddle.
Yeah. Sorry, Anthony, we've got to fly. Adrian is on the line. Hello, Adrian.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Morning,
really
Adrian.
Well.
I just think this game today, obviously the Storm are clear favourites, but I reckon people are riding off the Cowboys at their peril, because they've got the best back in the game at the moment, they've got the best forward, and they don't really realise the quality of players they've got around them. I mean, Scott Bolton should have been in that Origin 3 side ahead of Glasby. You know, and I just think that their form's so much better. And when you're playing like this, you want to play every week.
Mm.
And I just think the Storm's form has been underwhelming. You'd be really worried with their form.
Well, I think you're quite right, Adrian, and I mean, that's going to shock a lot of people to hear anyone say that, but their form hasn't been great, and that's the scary thing, I think. Didn't play well against the Broncos, and they won 30-0 in a prelim.
If they click today, it could be.
That's the challenge. We've got to fly too. We've got scratchings around New South Wales and, of course, scratchings down at Caulfield as well. For the first time, we say good morning to you, Tan.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yes, as you said, Jimmy, racing today in New South Wales is at Cootamundra and Ballina, and a big meeting at Caulfield in Victoria. Starting with Cootamundra, the weather is fine. At the track, a good 3. The rail is true, and there are 10 scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 13, Moon Coin at number 13. Race 3, 2, Trumbo, number 2. Out of race 4, number 3, De Magic. 4, Naylor's Girl. 6, Notre Reeve. 11, Alone with You. And 16, Bathurstian. 3, 4, 6, 11 and 16. Race 5, take out 7, Atlantic Dreamer, number 7. Race 6, number 4, Kopeanik, and 14, Tuscan Paddy, 4 and 14 out of race 6. And race 7 and race 8 at Cootamundra are clear. Ballina, the weather is fine, the track a good 3, the rail is true, and there are 15 scratchings. Race 1, take out 12, Who Am I, number 12. The second is clear. Race 3, number 6, Dragon Street. 9, All the Way, and 10, Bayo, 6, 9, and 10. Race 4, number 2, Solitary March. 6, Let's Go Champ. 8, Miss Drumbeats. 16, Lucky Lips, and 17, Cassini Comet. 2, 6, 8. 16 and 17. Out of race 5, number 1, High Sexy. 5, Star Painter. 8, Miss Maneuver. 9, Chop House Tears. And 10, Eagle Strike. 1, 5, 8, 9 and 10. Race 6 is clear. And race 7, take out 4, watch and wait. Number 4 out of race 7 at Ballina. And Caulfield, the weather is overcast. The track a good 3. The rail is true. And there are 26 scratchings. Race 1, take out 1, Kalashani Lad. 3, Reincarnate. 6, Dubai King. 8, Dusty Jack. 12, Fox Hall. And 19, Think Babe. 1, 3, 6, 8, 12 and 19. Race 2 is clear. Out of race 3, number 6, Julio, number 6. To the 4th, take out 3, Rhythm to Spare. 13, Radipol. 19, Dodging Bullets. And 20, Dandy Gent. 3, 13, 19 and 20. Out of race 5, number 7, True Excelsior, number 7. Race 6, number 9, Esperance. 11, Wassergeist. And 13, Mactia. 9, 11 and 13. Race 7, take out 7, Abby Marie, number 7 out of the 7th. Out of race 8, number 6, Charmed Harmony, and 12, El Divino, 6 and 12. And race 9, take out 3 for Tana, 6, Gun Case, 7, Malibu Style, 9, Le Cordon Bleu, 14, Smart Dart, 18, Lord Barrington, 19, Run Satty, and 20, Danuki, 3, 6, 7, 9, 14, 18, 19 and 20 out of race 9 at Caulfield.
Oh, good job, Dan.
Well done, Dan. Couple of tips today quickly, guys. Kootamundra, yes. Race 3, number 1, Storm Force. Topical tip.
Topical.
Race 3, number 1, Storm Force. Into race 7, number 3, Delivered. Over to Ballina. Wait for the last race. Race 7, number 3, Star of Harada. Bet of the day there. And at Caulfield today, race 5, number 2, Shoals. She's a good filly. I think she can beat the favourite, Catchy.
There you go. Appreciate that, Raymond. We will put those on our Twitter account too, just in case you miss them a little bit later on the show. Welcome return to form from Ray Thomas last week. 3 from 4, including the fourth was a second. 13:53:53, open line number. Break now for the news, and after that, Premiership winner, Peter Peters.
Patients suffering from a wide array of illnesses, from breast cancer needing chemotherapy to blood pressure and even stomach acid, will see the price of some medications slashed. Fairfax Media reports that from today, 1,400 drugs will attract extra subsidies under the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. A drug for schizophrenics that normally costs $1,700 will now be just $38. The cost of statins routinely prescribed to control heart disease will drop by 700% after generics were added to the PBS, while stomach acid medication will be $1 cheaper. It may well be one of the most explosive NRL grand finals for some time, but not all the action will be focused on the field. Security will be tight as fans stream into ANZ Stadium for today's season decider between the Melbourne Storm and the Queensland Cowboys. Assistant Police Commissioner Frank Minnelli has warned fans heading to the game.
Do not get engaged in antisocial behaviour or alcohol-fuelled violence, or you'll be removed from the premises, or worse, you'll be arrested.
A man has been found dead in a car that crashed after the driver sped off when Victorian police tried to pull the vehicle over. Officers found the vehicle a short time later after it had crashed into a pole in the Melbourne suburb of Seaford. They found a man dead in the back seat. A woman passenger was found nearby. The driver of the car fled on foot when he saw police. He was found a few hours later after a search of the area and arrested. Aussies are set to lose the booze with Oxsober beginning today. The annual event involves giving up alcohol for the month while raising funds to improve the health and well-being of Aussie kids. Michael Fawcett from Life Education Queensland says registrations are still open and this year they're aiming to raise more than $500,000.
More than 3,000 Australians are diagnosed every year from mouth, liver, stomach and breast cancer that's alcohol related. So that's why it's important to lose the booze for the month, give your body a break so you'll feel healthier and you'll be doing something great for Aussie kids.
The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has met with the Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the North Korean nuclear threat. The BBC's Celia Hatton has more.
Eager to push China to impose more economic sanctions on North Korea, the Trump administration repeatedly threatened to impose sanctions of its own on Chinese companies that had ties to North Korea. In August, the U.S. Treasury named several Chinese companies that would be locked out of the U.S. financial system for doing business with Pyongyang. That seems to have pushed China into action. It's told North Korean and Chinese-North Korean joint ventures in China to close. Now China will probably do some pushing of its own, nudging Rex Tillerson and the Trump administration towards negotiations with North Korea.
And Air France says a flight from Paris to Los Angeles has had to be diverted to Canada after one of its engines suffered serious damage. Air France confirmed that the crew of flight AF-066 from Paris to Los Angeles decided to divert to Goose Bay Airport in Canada following serious damage to one of its four engines. This is Air News. Richmond's Dustin Martin has capped perhaps the greatest individual season in AFL history by claiming the Norm Smith medal in the grand final victory over Adelaide. Martin was judged best of field in the 48-point victory yesterday and can add the award to his premiership medallion and Brownlow medal for his efforts across the home and away season. Martin had 21 contested possessions and kicked two goals in Richmond's first premiership in 37 years. Richmond beat Adelaide 16-12-108 to 8-12. 60. Skipper Trent Cotchin has told Channel 7 it was a team effort.
Now, today's performance echoes what we've been about all year, and that's 22 contributors. I mean, Dusty's pretty special, but the guys have been out 10.
Win or lose, the NRL Grand Final will not impact whether Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy stays with the Storm after his contract expires at the end of next season. He turns 59 next week and has told AAP that today's result against North Queensland will have no bearing on whether he continues in the NRL beyond 2018. And Ashley Barty's giant killing run at the Wuhan Open has come to an end after the 21-year-old lost the final to Frances Caroline Garcia. The Queenslander twice served for the title at 5-4 and 6-5 in the second set, but could not close out the contest, allowing Garcia to hit back to seal a 6-7, 7-6, 6-2 win in 2 hours and 43 minutes. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Amber's Urban Surface Porcelain Pavers 1 week sale is now on. Get the best outdoor pavers at up to 30% off. Hurry, ends today at your Amber store. Amber has the answer. In Forestville, we've got a car accident on Warringah Road at Altona Avenue. One northbound lane is closed. In Homebush, we're expecting heavy traffic on roads approaching Sydney Olympic Park for the NRL Grand Final this afternoon. That includes the N4 at Homebush Bay Drive. And a good flow north to the central coast at the moment on the M1. It's a total blackout at Freedom. Get a huge 20% off everything in store and online. Hurry, 20% off everything ends tomorrow at Freedom. Miss it? Miss out. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Morning fog in the west, then sunny throughout. Winds northwest to southwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres, tending east to our southeasterly in the early afternoon, becoming light. Large and powerful surf conditions, so just be careful if you're rock fishing, swimming or surfing. Maximum of 23 degrees in Sydney town. What about at Balmain, Raymond, and up there at Ballina?
Yeah, Balmain currently coolish, 12 degrees, but we'll head to a top of 23 degrees for the grand final today. And up at Ballina, they're racing later on today. Currently a bit cloudy, 18 degrees. Possible chance of a shower or two and a top of 20 degrees.
Favourite grand final?
Have to be 2000. Broncos versus Roosters. Two words. Gordon Tallis.
The raging bull. A rooster can't beat a bull, mate.
Impossible.
Who'll be a legend in this year's NRL finals? It could be you with Tab's great offers and markets. Available on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
He's the level wild job winner. $1 million cam. 152. The fastest little wild job in history.
$1 million cam. Already the sire of Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 winners. Visit yurubee.com.au.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leads the charge. Clavel Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roar. Oh, no, finish!
Expect unexpected.
it at Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick with a stunning race day lineup, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, dressed to impress at Sydney Spring Carnival's most glamorous race day. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
There's 20 seconds.
Weekend with Jimmy and Ray, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
And they partied for a fortnight up there in Newcastle 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. I was there at that game.
You were saying that, yeah. What a great grand final.
down a short side, Andrew Johns. Darren Albert back on the inside. Our next guest not going to be happy because Manly were beaten. But what a classic grand final. And remember, Andrew Johns broke into the house of young rock star Daniel Johns into his bedroom through the window and just stood there singing, "Ooh, I'm a freak of nature."
He could do it every once that night, couldn't he?
Oh, wow. As Matthew said, it is better than Lego. I'll tell you what, it's good to have, you know, we were talking earlier, and I don't know whether he heard it, but to win a grand final, it's just a dream. It is just a dream. This man has done it in 1973. Let's have a chat and see what Zorb thinks about the big day today. Hello, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Well, what a beautiful, perfect day for a grand final in the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Magnificent. I must say, 7:15 kickoff, I'd much rather 3 to 4 o'clock or something. Let the game be played in daylight as our game was evolved all back all those years ago. But great occasion for all the players today. Yep, grand finals. Something special, and wow, how lucky was I to play in such a great side and such a great grand final. But you spoke about Andrew Johns a few moments ago. That 1997 grand final win against Manly, I was lucky enough to be on the Manly staff in those days, as I've been for a long time, and the medals remained in my office for the runner-up up until about 4 years ago when I threw them away because not one player wanted them. Yeah. I kept asking them. They said, shove them. And that's where they just got discarded. But Andrew Johns was told to go back onto the field. He was out of that game. If you remember, he took an injury in.
Yes.
There was a lot of controversy about him playing in that game. He was walking off, and Malcolm Reilly, the coach, told the assistant trainer to put the headphones on Andrew Johns, and he told him in no uncertain manner in his Castleford accent to get back onto the field. And in doing so, he killed off his former club where he won a premiership with back in 1972, the club's first ever, and of course in the one I played in 1973. So it was there was a lot of drama in that game, and it was a great finish, and well, Newcastle will never forget it, and the the M1 was lined close to Newcastle with Newcastle fans. So, fantastic memories for Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle will never forget it, and Manly's still trying to.
We won't forget it.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, Jim mentioned earlier that was one of the great grand finals, 97, but he mentioned earlier how jealous he was. He never got an opportunity to play in a grand final, and said, obviously, that you have, and you've played in a grand final winning team. And I think you've mentioned before, Zorb, over the period of time this season, that when you play in a grand final winning team, there's a special bond for life with those teammates.
No, absolutely, Ray. You just don't forget, and it breaks my heart. To think some of those mates of mine are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Blokes like John O'Neill, you know, Ken Irvine, absolute
legends of the game. Yeah.
Legends of the game, and for me, John O'Neill was indestructible.
Yeah.
To think that I'm still here and he's not.
I can hear the emotion.
I mean, he would push you out of the way. Get him away, Zorba.
You can hear the emotion in your voice,
Pete. Not in those words. They were pretty much stronger than that. And he'd push you out of the way to take a hit up. And he'd yell at the opposition that he was coming. And if they were good enough to try and stop him. Mm. I mean, how does a man like that go early? But better memories about what we did together and what we achieved than those sad memories.
Understand.
But
we'll see.
You're right, to be part of a team and to train for almost a year and to build up to that and to see the excitement it brings to the fans is unbelievable. And I witnessed it yesterday when I watched the scenes when in Melbourne, a team that hadn't won since 1982, Richmond, the Tigers, and to see that crowd and the adoration they had and the tears on the fans and absolutely the joy it brings them, it's made their life for a period of time.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And that's what sport can do.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, such a big part of their lives. We underestimate it at times. I'm just running through that Manly 1973 grand final side just quickly. Edie, Irvine, Brannigan, Fulton, Max Brown, Ian Martin, Mays, Reilly, Randall, Peters, O'Neill, Freddie Jones, captain, and Bill Hamilton.
What a team. Oh. What a team.
What a spectacular
team.
Yeah, what a privilege
to play with them.
Dustin Martin did everything. Oh. Mm. We've got the Dally M winner, who is a potential Premiership winner and Clive Churchill medal winner as well. Sentiment plays a part at times, Zorb.
Yeah, and how many times do we see a mirror effect in the different sports? With the grand finals played the day after, and here we are, just less than 24 hours after that game settled. And we saw, the team that was tipped to win, sort of fold under pressure. They were okay in the first quarter, but from then on, it was the game was owned by the team with momentum and passion and the crowd. Momentum is with Cowboys. Passion is with Cowboys. And the crowd is going to be with Cowboys today. I don't think they can win it, but I won't be surprised if they do. It's weird. I mean, if you look at... Let's look at it down the middle with I mean, because that's the only way we can. The Storm finished first by a long way. Cowboys finished eighth. Hasn't been won for eighth.
No.
We've got the Storm. They, in the finals, they played at home. We spoke more than a month ago, about how they'd be comfortable. They'd beaten Parramatta, but they weren't all that impressive. They beat Brisbane, but they only led 2-0 a few minutes before halftime, and Adokar scored, and they ran away with it 30-0. You know, if you had to mark them on the standard that they've set throughout the year, they did enough to win, but they're only 6 out of 10 performances.
Yeah.
But they've won 9 games going into the grand final. They've beaten the Cowboys 26-8 in Townsville and 23-22 at Amy Park this year. Now, the Cowboys, they scraped in. They were gone for all money. It was only late in the last game of the Premiership that they snuck in. And they've beaten the Sharks, Parramatta and the Roosters, and you'd have to mark them at 8 out of 10. Hmm. But you'd have to say they've been gutsy and clinical, and they've got a 3-game winning streak going.
Hmm.
Obviously, Melbourne are more due for a loss than they are. But then you go through the teams and you say, well, OK, who can be the potential Clive Churchill medal winner in both sides? And you go to the Storm and you say, realistically, Slater?
Yes.
Chambers? Munster, Kronk, Smith.
Yep.
Cowboys, realistically.
Two.
Morgan, Cooper, Tomalolo, and maybe Granville. Would we agree?
I think you're a stretch with Cooper.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Both coaches have won premierships in recent years. Every way I look at it, I think Melbourne will be too strong. I think their forwards are more powerful as a unit. Taumalolo's going to have to carry the Cowboys in that area, and he's got big shoulders, but I don't know if he's got big enough shoulders to do that.
Mm.
And I'm thinking the Melbourne Storm, my heart says I'd love to see the Cowboys do it, but This is a clinical football side who deserve to win.
Yeah.
And if they play to their potential today, they'll win by 13 or more.
The big three break up, the boy band. And that's significant in itself. We're just talking about Billy Slater and Dave Riccio, who's written in the Sunday Telegraph today. Expectation that he'll play on. So I think that might be the case.
Well, everyone's tipping that, but I don't know. I what better way to go than in a grand final win? And maybe his mind will change if they win today. What a perfect way to go out for the former track jockey.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing. Mm. And, well, Cooper Cronk, let's talk about him for a moment. I've got nothing but admiration for this man. He's all class. His game today will reflect that. But we know that win, lose or draw, he will remain all class. And that's the thing about Cooper Cronk. He's something special. I think he's going to go into rugby league commentary and join his fiancée at Fox Sports. But you wouldn't know with Cooper because he looks like he's a coach in waiting, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the case. I mean, why wouldn't someone take him on in that capacity? I understand Melbourne would like him to. So it's going to be a fairy tale ending, one way or the other, for the Storm with their great players for the last time, or with the Cowboys completing a fantastic end of the season for them. We've heard and read a lot about the entertainment at today's grand final.
Yes.
Plenty of pressure on Benjamin Hammond Haggerty. Now, I'm not one to talk, but I can see why he changed his name to Macklemore. I hate politics in sport, and the NRL are now in that arena, unfortunately, but I will watch and listen the same love with interest.
No, fair enough. Hey, Zor, we better ask you for your tip. Obviously, you're going for Melbourne. How much do they win by, Zor?
I'm tipping them 13 plus.
13 plus, yeah. Okay.
13 plus, and I'm going to go for somebody different. I'm going to go for either Will Chambers or Cameron Munster as the man of the match. Mm-hmm. Chambers was their best player on the field in a beaten grand final side last year. He's a better player now. He's much more experienced, and he's a terrific centre three-quarter. And Cameron Munster, and boys, if we think the footy's over with a grand final, it's not. Boys will keep their boots going and polish them again because the World Cup's around the corner.
I know.
I
think we underestimate how exciting that World Cup's going to be. Cameron Munster is an $8 chance for the Clive Churchill medal. And Will Chambers is a $34 chance. Mm. And 13 plus for the Melbourne Storm is paying $2.15. Good on you, Zorb. Enjoy the grand final. And we appreciate your great work over the course of the year, mate.
Yep.
Thanks, boys. I love doing it. And enjoy the big game today. And go Manly in the 20s against Parramatta.
Yeah. Good on you, Zorb. Best of luck, mate.
That's a big one. I think you'll be disappointed there, unfortunately, Zorb.
No, I won't.
Enjoy it, Pete.
Well, you just said you made it. What's going on there? Good on you. I think Parramatta will win that. Tan will be happy.
And Penrith in the...
And I think Penrith will beat the Hunters. That'll be an unpopular win.
Yeah, because the Hunters
are being the Hunters. Everyone wants the Hunters to win. Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to happen. 13:53:53 is the open line number. 22 minutes past 8 here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Phil Moss in the world of football. Do you have any idea how Man United went overnight, right?
They won again. Yeah, they did.
Gallo's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all Australian owned and family operated business, Gallo's pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Gallo's family pies and world famous sausage rolls, a winner every time, Mum. Gallo's pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Gallo's by name. At Gallo's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Bingley's new kitchen and laundry catalogue is out now. Buy any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth 10% of your purchase.
That's a great domestic deal.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Until October 8, get a bonus 10% Bingley gift card with any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher on catalogue products only.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
So you go out for a couple of drinks after work, and a couple more. Oops, probably over, but hey, You've done it before and got away with it. And the cops are never on the back road, so you drive home that way. But they're there, and you're over. And you're in court, and you've lost your license. Drink driving was plan A. Plan A sucks. Or you could plan ahead and get a lift if you know you're drinking. That's plan B. If you're drinking, don't drive. Have a plan B. A message from the New South Wales Government.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. $10 million. Royal Randwick, October 14. The Tab Everest. Will you be watching?
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. What man? The man from Mazda. Penrith Mazda, with over 300 new cars in stock over 5 acres. And Penrith Mazda's BT50 Ute Centre has over 50 utes on display. Let them package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda 2016 Mazda Master Dealers. The odds on favourites to be 2017 Mazda Master Dealers, Jim.
I think they're looking at closing the market. There's a $1.03 and there's apparently a lot of money came from a bloke who lives out your way. So I don't know what you're doing.
What
here,
are you insinuating?
Right?
Anyway, they're family owned and operated. Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Milos Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title for Sydney FC from 11 metres. The Johnny Warren medalist, the best player in the league this season. If this goes in, it's Sydney's crown. Ninkovic scores! Dreams have come true!
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. It's that time. Sorry, Jim.
Oh, just before we get farewell and greats. Hi, guys. Michael Ennis with the Sharks. First grand final win. Must be the one. Dave from Mudgee. No go. Which means he can't go to the grand final. So we only want a winner today to go, to be able to go to the grand final, because we've got 2 tickets courtesy of tab.com.au for someone to go to the grand final today. We can send you an email. They're on email, so no worries about coming to collect.
Contributing.
That's right.
On the theme and or call 1353 53. Well, he's in the house, Phil Moss, and
good morning,
Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Always great to be here on Sunday morning. Jimmy's got a massive smile on his face this morning.
Just on that, not the smile, but great farewell and greats. From a football point of view, has there been, in your mind, a great player who finished with a FA Cup win or a World Cup win or something like that? Zinedine Zidane's last game, the World Cup final,
they lost.
It was
infamous, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he got sent off for the headbutt.
Yeah, headbutt. Infamous.
Yeah, that's right. That was the bad one.
Yeah, but the one that always sticks in my mind, and it's not for any great result on the day, but was Craig Johnson retiring so early in his career. I still think he had so much to give the game and so many accolades to, I guess, gather. And that just always sticks in my mind. I mean, he's not one of the world greats, and he didn't win a trophy on his last game, but just to retire so early at the peak of his powers.
What did Pele do, Phil? He went to New York, didn't he, and played for Santos, if I remember.
Yeah, he did.
Is that where he finished his career?
You're testing my memory on the spot now, Ray, but I know he definitely went to Santos.
I was a kid. I remember the big match, his last game, there was a huge celebration about it, but I can't remember if he won or lost or how old he was or whether it was an exhibition game or anything, but just such a massive name in the sport, isn't he, Pele?
Yeah, that's right.
We spoke to Craig Johnson as our legend of the game one time too, and I think you helped line him up for us, Phil, but he came back to look after his sick sister.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, look, it's a mark of the man, obviously.
Yeah.
But, your career, once it's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely. By the way, this multi got up that you mentioned on Friday. Well done.
It did, I'm happy with that.
Man City.
Absolutely. Woke up this morning and checked the highlights, the results of those. Well, I watched the Spurs Huddersfield game, which was a stroll in the park for Spurs, really. That was Huddersfield, I guess, getting a slap across the face saying, hey, guess what, you're actually in the EPL now.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
I haven't seen it, but Harry Kane saw it.
Scored 2 goals, yeah. Harry Kane's second goal. Unbelievable.
He was brilliant. And you'll love this one, Jimmy. I saw a tweet that involved Robbie Slater. I don't know if Robbie actually tweeted or retweeted it, but the question was, is Harry Kane the best number 9 in the world at the moment?
That's what we were talking about.
One of the big four.
Fourth best, the big four.
That's right.
Phil Moss declared it last week.
That's right. That's gaining momentum.
Absolutely. The Manchesters continue their merry march. United 4-0.
Yeah, that's right. Look, 17 goals overnight in seven games, lots of games. A couple of really one-sided games, obviously Manchester United 4-0, as you just said, Jimmy, over the hapless Crystal Palace. Mm. I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't have budgeted for points against Manchester City and Manchester United, which has been their last two games. But they're going to have to start.
That's seven games without scoring a goal now,
yeah,
Bill, Crystal Palace.
That right?
Yeah.
Nine goals against in the last 2 weeks. It's not looking good for Roy Hodgson and his club. But, yeah, look, the Manchester's top the table. City on goal difference by one over Manchester United. And Manchester United's 4-0 win brings them right up in those goals for tallies. Liverpool and Arsenal. Liverpool, they play overnight. Tonight, Liverpool are now 11 points off the leaders. They're on 11 points. They're
Freudian.
They're 8 points off the lead, and Arsenal are 9 points off the lead. So they really, you know, it's still early days, but you don't want to lose touch.
You don't want to stretch that elastic band too far, do you? Because you just can't come back, can you?
Absolutely, that's right. But De Bruyne. With an absolute stunner for Manchester City over in the win over Chelsea. Now,
did you watch that game?
Yeah.
How were Man City at Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, they were very good. Chelsea were very good defensively in their last ditch defending, but that stunner from De Bruyne, just that's the way to break open a compact defence.
Yep.
Strike it from 20, 25 yards and give the keeper no chance. But that was his second in a week because he scored a stunner in the Champions League win as well. But we spoke about this on Friday, Jimmy, that the short turnaround for Chelsea after that mammoth Champions League win over in Madrid against Atletico, and the short turnaround, they flew back into London on Thursday morning, 4 a.m. on a charter flight. So they basically had Thursday to sleep, Friday to have a light session, Saturday game day in one of the biggest games of the season so far, and they've lost Morata to a hamstring injury in the 35th minute.
Shock me.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if I was Antonio Conte, I would be absolutely filthy with that scheduling for that reason alone. Manchester City have lost Aguero from that car accident. Mm. And they've got Manchester City 12 games in the next 8 weeks in all competitions, EPL, Champions League and FA Cup. So that could be telling. It wasn't last night, but it could be over the next 8 weeks.
The thing that gets me with this, every time I read AFC Bournemouth have a home game, this time it was against Leicester City, so not a massive club. 10,444 people attend. That's all can fit in Vitality Stadium.
Yeah.
So Manchester United and Chelsea and all these big clubs play in front of 10,000 people, but it works because you just sell it around the globe.
What about in the Scottish Premier League? There's clubs there that play in front of 1,500 one week, and then they go and play Rangers.
Glasgow,
or
Glasgow, right. Play in Glasgow, right. And they go 50,000.
Yeah, there you go. And the other one here, Stoke, Peter Crouch got the 85th minute winner. Peter Crouch came up with arguably the greatest line I've ever heard in sports.
Yeah,
he's a big, tall, gangly, sort of awkward-looking bloke, not particularly good-looking, got nothing much going for him, but he goes out with these men's magazine models and all that, and they said to him once, "What would you be if you weren't a footballer?" And he said, "A virgin."
What were you saying? Money's an aphrodisiac?
Oh, I'm not saying that. Oh, no, English Premier League. Yeah, he played for England, Peter Crouch, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Phil, these are the most significant next 2 weeks for the Socceroos in how long? 12 years?
Yep, since 2005. Mm. There's no doubt because it's cutthroat.
It's now and ever, isn't it? Literally.
Yeah, we haven't had that since the series against Uruguay in 2005. Mm. So the Socceroos gathering camp in Melaka in Malaysia overnight. And Ange obviously will have his fingers and toes crossed that any Socceroos in action. Aaron Moy played last night, obviously. Matty Ryan plays for Brighton tonight against Arsenal before he flies out. So, some nervous times for Ange before he gets them into camp. But, look, once he gets them in there and they're all fit, and they will be fit, they will come in obviously highly motivated, then it's time to sort them out for the game, first game Thursday night.
They should win, Phil.
They should. Of course they should. We're the Socceroos and you know, we're the powerhouses of Asia. But all the teams across Asia are getting stronger and stronger. And I watched some footage the other day of Syria against Iran, I think it was, and they're no slouches.
Defensively, they're very good, apparently. Syria.
Yeah, that's right. They get numbers behind the ball. Mm. They've got they're certainly a major threat in transition to attack on the counter-attack. So we're really going to have our A game over the next 10 days.
This is a very good point you make here. David Wagner, who's that close bond with Aaron Moy. Of course, this means extra games now.
Yep.
You sign him for the English Premier League season, you think, right, well, he'll be missing there, there and there. But all of a sudden, he's going to be missing there, there and hopefully there and there as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Wagner came out during the week and, you know, he said he's not happy about the Socceroos not qualifying automatically because of
not
that exact
one,
reason.
Though.
And he said, look, I'm all for my players going to the World Cup, no doubt about that. But first and foremost, his bills are paid by getting results for Huddersfield, and Aaron Moy is his key man.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Sydney FC, what's been happening? You're a week away from your first game.
A week. Down there in Melbourne next week. And, look, ready and raring to go. Graham Arnold. Yeah, that's right. Graham Arnold and the staff have done a great job, aside from one staff member. Before you say it, Jimmy.
That's what I was going to say. They've carried you to the pre-season, haven't they?
Just the way Arnie's managed and varied the pre-season, the players have really enjoyed it. It's a long pre-season. There's no getting away from that. It's 12 to 13 weeks. 10 pre-season games, been building fantastic. We've got a greater squad than we had last season.
Wow.
Greater performances is the absolute motivator. And the players are all top fit. We've got a full squad to choose from. So bring it on.
So you'll definitely win the comp this year is a direct quote from you, is that? Can we go with that?
Jokes aside.
He will.
Jokes aside, we go into every game expecting to win.
You have to, don't you?
Well,
you have to.
Yeah, but it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
It's not so easy to do that. But at Sydney FC, we take the pitch every time we cross that white line expecting to win
the
game.
Belief,
rather than hoping to win.
The belief and the trust is massive.
Big difference.
Massive.
Big difference. We have great belief in you here, too.
Love that.
Strange as it may seem, but anyway.
good to see you, Phil. Thanks.
Have a great day, mate.
Good on you, guys.
Appreciate that. 1353-53, the overline number. I think producer Jeremy's screaming at us to go to a break, so we will. And then after the break, we'll come back with Damien Flower.
Get racing sooner with a graduate of the Magic Millions 2-year-olds in training sale. October 10 and 11 on the Gold Coast. The number one Breeze Up style auction in Australasia for winners each year. The Gold Coast 2-year-olds in training sale gives buyers an edge, having seen the horse gallop prior to selling. Last year's sale has already produced 31 individual winners, including the Group 1 winning 2-year-old Capital Gain. To view the catalogue, photos, Breeze Up times and clips, visit magicmillions.com.au.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leads the charge. Clavel Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's Stride for Stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roars. Photo finish.
Expect unexpected at Mowat and Shandon Spring Champion Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. With a stunning race day lineup, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, dressed to impress at Sydney Spring Carnival's most glamorous race day. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
When you need new equipment to get your business going or growing, turn to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists. If you need a truck for your transport business, we'll help you get going. Or if you're in the business of digging or moving dirt, we'll help you get growing. Because we look at your future potential, not your past. So if you're ready to get your business going or growing, talk to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists, at gogetter.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Proudly Australian-owned and family-operated, Garlo's pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with a Garlo's pie, Ray, is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom that's rolled extra thin, and a filling full of 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Garlo's pies are available in all Coles and IGA stores, and remember,
don't go there
if you can't find them.
Okay,
you know why I started laughing a little bit earlier than think? Because I thought a little bit later on in this live read, there's that part where I can say that Ray Thomas storms into the IGA and says, "Don't you know who I am?
Seriously.
I'm the editor, the racing editor of the Daily and Sunday Telegraph."
I would never say that, and you don't say that, and Jimmy, you shouldn't be saying that.
Don't you know who I think I am?
Oh,
a magnificent range, including lean beef, curry beef, chicken breast pies.
Jeez, you're hard, man.
It's Scars, Family Fires. I've seen you at the races, mate. Jeez, talking about push your weight around.
You're kidding.
Give me a pie. Cornish pasties, junior pies. No. World famous sausage rolls, just to name a few. I can never, I can tell why so many people at the races say, gee, gives you a hard time, yeah, Jimmy Smith, doesn't
it? I was saying it yesterday again.
Gallows pies, they're thin on pastry, they are big on meat.
The most historical grand final ever has had to be decided by, I repeat, the toughest refereeing decision that I've seen a referee undergo. Now, the trophy is going to Victoria.
Time of reckoning, the grand final on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Angry Man Thomas, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
Well, you were angry after that live read, weren't you?
No, I was angry after that grand final.
Oh, yeah. But it was a fair decision, though.
No brainer, the call.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah. Jamie Ainscoe. Oh. Who was the Melbourne Storm winger?
I've forgotten in the huff and puff was in that day.
Craig Smith.
That's it.
Craig Smith. Yeah, I think that was
not clean out, wasn't it?
7th NRL game or something like that.
Not clean out.
Yeah, he was. He was out. Yeah. 1353-53, the open line number.
Anyway, look, Jimmy, we saw it yesterday. In Her Time was gallant game holding off English and an eye-catching run from Clearly Innocent. We're 2 weeks out from the Everest. We've still got two spots to fill.
Yeah.
One of the slot holders who's, I know he's been working the phones overnight to try and lock in a runner for him. Let's see how he's gone. Damien Flower's been good enough to join us. Damien, good morning. And are you any closer to having an Everest runner, Damien?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Put it this way, I'm out of battery on the phone.
Okay. Who's it down to, Damien?
Look, on the three horses that I'm sort of looking at now and just negotiating with the owners and trainers, In Her Time, Clearly Innocent, and Vidora, who ran second on Friday night to Sheep Will Rain.
Is that in that order, Damien?
Yeah, give us your preference.
No particular order at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's 2 weeks out from that race. I just wanted to see where horses would be at this time. And look, all three have their own credentials, especially the two from Randwick yesterday.
Mm.
In Her Time, Clearly Innocent.
How much is it, Damien, of getting... now that you've got those three that you're there, how much is it about getting the horse that you want or the deal that you accept?
Well, at this present time, I'm probably as there's only Coolmore and myself.
Mm.
In saying that, look, I'm not a great person, and in the instance of a particular horse, I personally think, especially the two from Sydney, are right in the mix.
Right.
So I'm happy to sort of move either way to work in with the people.
Okay.
Damien, I don't know this for certain, but my understanding is that Coolmore may be going with their own filly, Tulip. Would you be aware of that? And if that's the case, is it then basically down to you to make a call on one of those three horses?
Yeah, I think I've actually heard that too. Obviously, Tulip's by their one of their own.
Yep.
So that's obviously very good for their brand. That obviously would help me, obviously being the last slot holder. Look, it's funny, both in particular, and this is no disgrace to the door, I've only heard from them on Friday night, but Benjamin Smith from Newcastle, when it all first came out, must have rang me probably 8 to 10 weeks ago, saying he's had this feeling he's going to aim it for that race.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also saying that back in August, start of August too, Chris Field and Bruce Neal actually sent me a marketing tool to Wilson. And so I've basically had both of them the whole time.
Mm.
I think when I was on a show the other day, I said it was not my, it was always one of them two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Damien, when you first heard about the Everest, how long did it take you to under? Because I remember when it was announced, and we were talking, weren't we? And some people were saying, oh, it's only for the rich people now because you take this slot and all that. But as it's played out, and the structure of the event is such that in many ways anyone can be involved. And you know, I think there's in She Will Rain, there's about 20 new owners, aren't there, of a racehorse? So How were you? What was the things that attracted you to the Everest initially?
Firstly, I'm not one of the rich people.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being as poor as you, Damien.
No. But as I said, I was at a barbecue and it came up on a Friday beforehand. And as soon as I heard it, I'm one of those guys that everyone knows. I'm an all-in person if I believe in something.
Yep.
And I just wanted to be a part of it. Mm. Obviously, the initial outlay and committing for 3 years was a thought.
Mm.
But then when you look at the prize money and you can sort of have a little bit of business structure in it, and I was always hoping to get one of my horses in there. So that's sort of the plan in the next second or third year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to be a part of it. I just thought it would be a great concept. And I just know it's going to come, especially the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Mm. Damien, you're one of the nice guys in racing, and everyone wishes you a lot of success. But, geez, I wouldn't want to play poker against you, mate, because you've held your nerve all the way right through. You're the last man standing.
Bit of pressure, but come this morning, overload. No, but look, I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the racing, and I actually enjoy the banter of it. And I think if you're in racing, it's a gamble anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that, and we have our little superstitions and, little things that go here and there. But, look, I wouldn't swap it for the world. Mm. I'm sort of enjoying the part of it. And now I'll probably make a decision in the next 24 hours.
Great call. I'm as intrigued as you as by the negotiations and the business, the wheeling and dealing behind it, Damien. And I think that's as much a part of the race as the actual race itself. Good luck. If you could let us know, Ray's got his phone here. If you could let us know if anything happens before 10 o'clock today, that'd be appreciated. And I guess whichever way it goes, it's going to be an interesting one for you, Damien. Appreciate your time this morning.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
There you go. So clearly innocent, $15. In her time, $15. Mm. So the market can't separate them.
They both went terrific yesterday. Jim went well.
The deal will separate them from Damien's
point
of view, wasn't it? That's what separates
good
them, because the market can't at this point. 13,
he's held
53.
His nerve, hasn't he?
What's that?
He's held his nerve all the way through. It's extraordinary.
And if Coolmore take up that other one, you're in a position of strength, aren't you?
He's the last man standing.
Yeah. That's the fascinating part of it. 1353 53, the open line number. Let's go to Dougie's there. Hello, Doug.
G'day, guys.
Morning, Doug.
Amongst your famous farewells, I just wanted to mention the Bradman at the Oval in 1948, leaving the batting average that almost 70 years later is still famous at the ABC and elsewhere.
Mm. Gee, that's a good one. And it's funny, Doug, how over the years a lot of people have said they were there at the Oval when Bradman got bowled by, was it Eric Holley's second ball?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. There's a couple of sidelights if you've got a minute. Holley's was the bowler, as I'm sure you guys know, and Bradman was incredibly popular in England as he was here, and he received a standing ovation when he went in, and when he went out 2 balls later, and Holley's said to his mates, "The best effing ball I've bowled all year," and they're clapping him.
And
you've probably already heard the Arthur Morris story that many people have asked him if he was playing in that match, and he said, "Yeah, I was at the other end. I made 196 run out, but no one remembers."
No one knows.
It just shows the fame of Bradman.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I ever saw, Doug, an entire team. Not that I would,
and clap, and the captain doffed the hat.
Yeah, exactly. Great memories. Good on you, Doug.
That's a good one. Doug's in the running.
Doug is in the running. Yeah. Remember, we've got 2 tickets to give away to the grand final. You've got to be able to go. You've got to be able to go. So make that a condition of you being a part of it. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with a ZNZ quiz score update.
You're in front, 19-18.
So you meet a mate for a drink, and then you have a few more. But you drive anyway. And you guess where the RBT might be and sneak home a different way. But you still get pulled over and blow over the limit. You go to court, lose your license, pay a big fine, lose your job. That's plan A. Plan A sucks. Or you could plan ahead and get a lift if you know you're drinking. That's plan B. If you're drinking, don't drive. Have a plan B. A message from the New South Wales Government.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man.
The man from Mazda.
Penrith Mazda.
Mazda with 300 new cars in stock over 5 acres. Penrith Mazda VT50 Youth Centre with 50 youths on display. Let us package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in our Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD18808.
He's alive!
Already the sire of Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 winners. Visit yourabee.com.au.
We're into extra time now as far as we're
the grand final on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
Ray's not well today, and you do give him a hard time, Jimmy. Ray has apologised 3 times today to you. Domineering, aren't you? That's from Judy.
Does Judy want to go to the grand final?
No, she's not going. What, you haven't apologised 3 times to me today?
I can't recall.
No. And what you're on about, Judy?
No. Judy's a law listener. Good morning, Judy.
Oh, there you can. You're a soft touch.
You're a hard man.
Fair enough.
We move on. Judy Jeremy's cracking.
Trent Lanscale's just about to tell us all the prices about these grand finals today. But before we do that, producer Jeremy,
you've got to listen to the right instructions.
But I'll tell you what I was doing.
He came in the ad break and he said the first thing is call for the quiz.
But I was setting up for that to go to the call for the quiz. Fair dinkum.
You've got to listen to Pacheco and
what is he doing out there,
bloke?
No, no, no. Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Calm down.
Anyway.
Move on.
Call now if you'd like to be a part of the Z&Z quiz, all courtesy of Z&Z.
You should be happy today. It's grand final day.
I am happy. I was happy.
I've heard you've got 3 gigs
until
in the start.
Until numbnuts out there started going on and on and on.
The Smith Mansion at Carring Bar South gets a new wing this afternoon with your 3 gigs.
Anyway. Call now if you'd like to be a part of the quiz. It was all started so well. And then...
It was funny for me.
So now, right. Player one, player two. We've got him. Score on 1918. Now we go to Trent Lanscale, as we always do on a Sunday. Morning, Trent.
Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. The Z&Z quiz is already in trouble and hasn't even started.
Well, there's nothing new in that, Trent.
Exactly.
Hey, Trent, has Melbourne calmed down yet, or is it still in party mode after Richmond's flag win yesterday?
Painted yellow and black, Ray. Yeah. It's all over, and Swan Street would have been the place to be. I think there was some jumping on cars last night as they got towards Punt Road, but they deserve it. 37 years, and as I said, I was next to Nick Quinn, as everyone knows, the man with the hair. You'll see him probably tomorrow, well, not tomorrow morning with the public holiday, but usually Mondays with TK and Slats. He's big Richmond, and it was just good to celebrate with him, Ray, and there was a lot of overflow of emotion and probably shock as well. It's probably the most subdued I've seen him ever.
Were there tears?
There weren't any tears.
Okay.
But there were plenty of tears from other people I know who follow Richmond, so good
brother,
on them.
I think my brother might have been in tears.
TT?
Yeah, he loves Richmond.
Big Richmond fan. There you go. There you go. All right, what about the NRL Grand Final? I tell you what, they'll be crying tears of joy up in North Queensland if they get the fairy tale up.
They will, Jimmy. Well, remember, $101 before their elimination final win against Cronulla, and a couple of times late in the home and away season, $151. So this could rival West Tigers from 2005. But Melbourne are the dominant favourites at $1.30. North Queensland, $3.60. The line, 10.5. Just under 65% of the money is for the Storm. So there is still sentiment for the Cowboys to continue the fairy tale. Just with the margin betting at the end of normal time, you've got the Storm, 13 plus, $2.15. 1 to 12. 12 at $3. The Cowboys 1-12 at $4.75. By 13 or more at 11. Draw at the end of normal time, as it was 2 years ago, at $21. And just another popular option for the match betting, the try bet. The Storm by over 6.5 points is the favoured way at $1.53.
Clive Churchill medal.
Ray, Cameron Smith, he's been dominant all throughout the week. He's $2.75. Cooper Cronk at $5. Cameron Munster and Billy Slater from the Storm. And you've got Michael Morgan from the Cowboys at $8. And Jason Taumalolo at $11. Just the most popular players in terms of the take for the Clive Churchill medal. Cameron Smith, the most popular, including a bet of $9,000 at $3 during the week. Then Cronk, Morgan, Slater and Taumalolo. And for the first try scorer, Suliasi Vunivalu, he's the $6 favourite. Josh Adokar at $7, Billy Slater at $11. And then you've got Will Chambers, Curtis Scott, Cole Felt and Antonio Winterstein. They're all at $15. The most popular players to score the first try, Adokar, then Vunivalu, Slater, Kafusi, who's a $17 chance, and Felt.
Just on the Clive Churchill medal, we know it's selected by the Australian selectors, so you think about that, and it hasn't, I'm not saying it's, there's a bias there, but Cameron Smith will play for Australia in the World Cup. Cooper Cronk will play for Australia in the World Cup. Cameron Munster, Billy Slater and Michael Morgan will all play for Australia in the World Cup. Jason Taumalolo will not. So you think about that when you're doing your Clive Churchill medal tip. Holden Cup.
I don't know if that comes into it, but anyway.
In the Holden Cup, we've got Parramatta $1.42 and Manly $2.85, the line 6.5. And in the Interstate Challenge, you've got Penrith $1.42 and the Hunters of Papua New Guinea at $2.85, and the line there is 6.5. Other sport, fellas, there's cricket tonight, Malaysian Grand Prix and EPL, but obviously the big one is Melbourne against North Queensland from 7:15 at ANZ Stadium. You can check out all the markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent. We do appreciate it. There's your all-up, by the way. Parramatta in the Holden Cup, into Penrith in the state championship, into Melbourne Storm.
I might go into the Cowboys for value.
You're doing this deliberately.
No,
aren't
no,
you?
No.
You
are. What are the Cowboys?
We've just had our caller drop out. There's player one dropped out. Player one's dropped out. So if you could call back on 13:53:53, why don't we go to player two in the Z&Z quiz?
Mm-hmm.
You kick things off. So you're not really opening the batting.
Okay.
You know what I mean. I know you opened last
That's
week.
All right.
So.
I think it's Peter from Tamworth. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, how's Tamworth this morning, Pete?
Heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Say hello to my mum if
you've
seen
her. Mrs. Thomas.
Yeah. Yep. Here we go, Pete. Best of luck. You know the drill. Who was the Clive Churchill medal winner in 2016 Grand Final? Was it Andrew Fifita, Luke Lewis or Paul Gowan?
Luke Lewis.
Yeah, Luke Lewis. Isn't he a great big match player, Luke Lewis?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That goes back to the point I'm making. Andrew Fifita was told he's not going to be touring with the Kangaroos.
You're casting aspersions.
It's not aspersions. Yeah. I'm not questioning the integrity of it, but you need to think about those things.
Okay. Hey, Pete, question number two. Who did the Sea Eagles defeat in the Holden Cup last week? Was it the Dragons, the Warriors or the Raiders?
The Dragons.
Oh, well done, Pete.
Oh, good job, Pete.
Question number three. This will test you, Pete. Which US state will host the Masters Disc Golf Championships next year? Well, what's disc golf?
Well, we've looked it up because Jeremy came in and said the disc golf. I said, what's disc golf? He said, I don't know. I said, well, we can't just throw it out there.
Pete, you know what disc golf is?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Pete. You can just throw it out there. It's frisbees.
Oh, frisbee.
You try and throw them into a hole, into
a
big bucket.
Why didn't Producer Jeremy write Frisbee Championships?
Well, you tell me about what
anyway,
Producer Jeremy's done today.
Either Indiana, Idaho or Iowa?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh, they always hold them in Indiana, apparently, Pete. But two is your score. Good score, Pete. Stay on the line. James.
See what he's done there? He took all the I's.
He did, yeah.
In the
alliteration
yeah,
going
yeah,
there.
Yeah. All right. We've got Georgini.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning,
Georgini.
Here we go.
How are we today?
We're very well, Georgini. Very well. We'll jump straight into this quiz. Okay, question one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you asked the question, James.
Waiting for questions.
He's waiting, the poor guy.
You're right, Georgini. My mistake. Sorry. There you go, Judy. Said sorry. Question one. What was the score in last year's NRL Grand Final? Was it 14-12, 16-14 or 18-16?
Oh, very good question.
Thank you. You got a very good answer for us?
16-14.
So I think that's a much harder question than who was Clive Churchill medalist. But anyway, that's just me. Who did the Eels defeat in the Holden Cup last week?
Right, it's just you.
Was it the Panthers? He's just sticking it to me. Who did the Eels defeat in the Holden Cup last week, Georgini? The Panthers, the Sharks, or the Cowboys?
The Panthers.
Ooh,
I like
here we go,
it.
Here we go.
I like it. Here we go. Which U.S. state will host the Women's Disc Golf Championship next year? Is it Michigan, Maryland, or Missouri?
What was the answer for the men's one?
No, that was the Masters one. Well, that's not relevant
here. Different state, so Georgini. Different state, so Georgini. Yeah.
Oh, see.
See, it was Missouri. Gee, I don't know how this quiz, under scrutiny, I don't think it holds up, does it?
I think it did. Hey, Pete, you're still on the line there, Pete?
Yep.
Yeah, you've won. Congratulations, Pete. Who's your team, Peter?
St. George.
Oh, well done. Good man, St. George from Tamworth. Mate, how are you going for this afternoon, Pete?
Sorry, Pete. Can I clarify this, mate? And I said the same thing to someone on Friday who said St. George. It's St. George Illawarra. And remember, if there was no Illawarra, you'd have no players.
You remember, if there's no St. George, you'd have no Illawarra.
Good comeback, Peter. Love it, yeah. Hey, Pete, who are you going for this afternoon?
North Queensland.
Oh, man, straight from the heart.
Melbourne.
Yeah, good on you, Pete.
Heart is North Queensland. Mine says Melbourne.
I tell you what, there's a lot like that, Peter. There is a lot like that. Want North Queensland to win, but think that the Melbourne Storm will.
Well, congratulations, Pete. Stay on the line. So the score check now, Jim.
You're unbelievable. It's 19-all, right? 19-all. Score check.
Carton's going to Hawaii.
You don't put the asterisks in now, do you? There you go. We have got Dean.
There is, producer Jerry's nodding.
Dean Bulldog Richie. Oh, he started listening to the program finally, has he, this morning? Dean Bulldog Richie coming up very shortly as well. And we're also going to go inside the Melbourne Storm camp with their assistant coach, Jason Riles, and inside the Cowboys camp with their assistant coach,